Several years ago, had a friend of mine that rode a motorcycle, and he and I decided that we could save money, and so on good days, I would ride with him to work on his motorcycle, and on bad days, I would pick him up in my automobile, or rainy days. I don't guess, as you look at how dry things are now, a rainy day wouldn't be such a bad thing, would it? So on inclement weather days, I would pick him up in the automobile and ride him to work. He had a helmet. On the back of the helmet was 1%. And I asked him one day, I said, "Mark," I said, "what's this 1% on the back of your helmet?" He said, "Well," he said, "one of our legislative officials said that only 1% of motorcycle riders are not gang members. And I want it to be known that I'm not a gang member." And I would notice as we were riding to work, when he would pass another motorcyclist, he'd hold up one finger, and the guy would hold one finger back up to him. And that was their salute that said that we enjoy motorcycle riding for the fun of it, and we don't belong to a gang. As I was reading this and preparing for this passage of Scripture in this sermon today, when Christ gave this parable, 2% of the population were Christians or believers in Christ at this time. As we read these passages of Scripture this morning, it affirms to us again the smallness of the kingdom of heaven at this time. And as Jesus relates to us in this passage, the simpleness of planting a mustard seed or of putting yeast into the flour. And he uses that phrase, "like." Now, my young people, my children have grown up and gone, and I get to be around my young people some, and I get to be around the church young people a little bit, and I don't always understand the vernacular that's taking place in today's society. But I can remember several years ago the word "like" was well used, like "wow, man," like "that's really cool," like "she was the worst," or like "he was the best." And so I've come to realize that in some reading from some ones who do with the language people, they have said that this word "like" is one that softens a directive. It instead of saying "she is the worst," you say "like she was not good." And so it softened things up. And so this language, this "like" word that was picked up primarily among teenage girls, has now spread into the society and continues to grow. And it's a way of softening a statement. And as I look at this passage and read it, Jesus says, the kingdom of heaven is like. And I understand that Jesus was profound in his ability to use vocabulary and to use parables and to use everyday illustrations. For you see, the people of Israel, they had a perception of what Israel used to be like. It was a massive kingdom. It had its rulers. It had David and Solomon. And it told the great stories of the prophets of old. And Jesus is coming to them this morning, and he's using these metaphors, these illustrations, and he's going away from those statements of phenomenal strength, and he's going to those areas where individuals can listen to the kingdom of God in everyday illustrations. The kingdom of God is like a mustard seed. It's the smallest of seeds. And yet when it's planted and it grows and it produces this massive shrub so that the birds of the air can come and land in its branches. When we think about birds coming and landing in the branches of the trees, maybe in your yard, or as I was watching last night and seeing the different birds as they went to roost, and I thought to myself, how do you get birds to come and land in your tree? I don't know of a way to do it except to have some food out there or something. They just come into those environments that are not threatening. Those environments where maybe they have roosted before. Maybe they fly back to a tree where they were born. And I think, how do you get certain birds to come? And I saw the different ones as they were flying to wherever tree they were going to, or whatever area they were going to roost. And I thought about the kingdom of God and how that we do the simple things that we do as a church and as people so that individuals will come. Individuals will come and will find those ingredients that they are longing for. Those simple things like being embraced, being nurtured, not being threatened, feeling that love, feeling that simple message that we share, which is equivalent to that pearl of great price that was given to us by God, who gave His Son to humanity. And so as we share, like those two percenters did years ago, and now we find this shrub growing because, well, it's true. We find a shrub growing because it's found some good soil. We find a shrub growing and people of every nation and race and color and creed can come and gather into its branches. When I think about the simpleness of this parable, these parables that we have heard this morning, sometimes I think that our perception might be somewhat out of kilter. Today we live in a time of mega churches. Many times individuals will watch TV and they will perceive that the crystal cathedrals of this world or whatever else is on TV should be the norm. And then we see how they wither and go away after so long a period of time. And then we find churches like Main Street that have been here for well over 150 years now, I think it is, telling this story of love, telling this story that has taken root in the hearts and the lives of men and women, of boys and girls, and have taken root and grown into what we have here today. If you could have been here at church this past week as our worship leaders from the Presbyterian Church in here brought together 24 children And they spent the week in intense work and study. And on Thursday, they came together, and here these little children, ages from about 8 to 12 or so, had a worship service here and celebrated all the elements of worship and communion and came and received here at this altar. And I thought how rich the church was and how much richer it's going to be because of these children here that have come forward and are learning what this kingdom of God is all about. I think about the kingdom of God. How does it manifest itself in the life of the day-to-day activity of the people here at Main Street? And I think about the circles. The circles where ladies come together and they, some of them have been coming together for 12 and 20 years. They come together on a regular basis. And after all this period of time, they still find something new to talk about. After all this time, they still find some new way to share this gospel of Jesus Christ. They still find some way to project the ministry of the church. It reminds me of being down at the beach sometime and seeing seagulls or penguins as they're flying. Pelicans, not penguins. As they're flying. Sometimes when you say a word up here, it's just gone. And there's nothing you can do about it. You go to get it and it's too late. But as they're flying, of course, you might see penguins too. I don't know. But anyway, seeing them as they fly, and one moves and they all move. And it's amazing. Somehow that's the way it is with the church and the kingdom of God. As we all fit into that balance of God's presence moving upon us, we could say that the kingdom of God is like a flock of birds as they fly together in harmony. The kingdom of God is like a group of human beings who work together for the good and for the message of Christ. Our perception sometimes might can get out of balance. Thomas Wheeler was a CEO of Massachusetts Mutual Life Insurance. He pulled into one of these self-service stations and was going out, got out of the driver's seat and was going inside and to get him some refreshments and stuff, or his wife as she stayed in the car. He said while he was there, he noticed that his wife was having a very lively conversation with the attendant. And so when he got into the car, he heard the attendant say, "It was nice to see you again." And she said, "And likewise, it was nice to see you." He said, "Well, I perceive that you two know each other." She said, "Oh, yes." She said, "I used to date him. We dated for almost a year or so in high school." And he said, "Well, isn't that wonderful? Just think, if you would have married him, you could have been the wife of a gas station attendant rather than the wife of a CEO of a successful company." And she looked at him and she said, "No, you don't understand. If I'd have married him, he would have been the CEO of the company and you would have been the gas station attendant." Sometimes our perceptions just turned around. As I've already mentioned, sometimes we think about the megachurch. But the reality is that the kingdom of God takes place in the simple things. It's the simple things that are important. You remember the spaceship Challenger? When it was a simple defect in an O-ring seal, it cost the life of 8 crew members. It's the simple things. Sometimes it takes just a little bit of patience to work with people. Sometimes it takes a little bit of love to redeem a situation. Sometimes it takes a little bit of grace to bring about healing. Sometimes it takes a little bit of understanding to save a marriage. A little bit. 2%. Where do you fit into this parable this morning in the kingdom of God? Where are you with your mustard seed faith? Amen.